Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, Cowra, New South Wales, have launched a massive campaign to get Chris to Cowra. We're talking about the one and only Hollywood A-lister, Mr. Chris Hemsworth, who is, of course, an Aussie originally. I'm sure he lives in some very exotic part of the world now, probably in the States there in Hollywood. But joining us online with the details of what they're up to in Cowra, it's the Cowra Tourism Manager, Glenn Daly. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you.
Mate, thanks for your time this morning. What's going on out there in Cowra getting Chris Hemsworth to come and visit?
Mate, he's the, apart from being a good Aussie bloke, he's also the Australian Tourism Ambassador. And we know he gets around some pretty well-known places like Byron Bay and Lord Howe Island. And we thought it was time he came out and had a look at the Central West. So we put together a little video inviting him to come out.
I believe this video comprises of a whole lot of locals giving their message a call out to him to come and visit.
Yeah, mate. We've got people from the RFS. We've got dancers from the Wagambilla dance group. We've got CWA ladies. We've got Youth Council. Mate, everyone's involved. And since we went live last week, the whole town's really gotten behind it. If you jump on our Facebook page, Get Chris to Cowra, or the website, getchristocowra.com.au, you'll find any number of businesses have been photoshopping Chris Hemsworth into their businesses and posting them. So it's fantastic.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, look, mate, I was on the old Facebook yesterday, and I believe he's responded. This is remarkable because I must say I didn't think you had a hope in Hades, but he's actually said, I'm going to try and get there.
Yeah, mate. It's about 10 or 11 o'clock yesterday morning. He put up a post on Instagram showing the campaign and saying that he loved it and it made him laugh, and that he's overseas filming a movie, but when he gets back next year, he's going to come down to see us. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
All right, so who's planning his itinerary? A bit of a trip to Wyangla Dam, a few vineyards, maybe some hot air ballooning?
Yeah, mate, all that. You'll have to stop in at the Cafe Ruse and have a Chris burger. So, yeah, there's a fair bit of planning to do between now and then.
Yeah, all right. Of course, the history with the Japanese gardens and the POW history, there's plenty to do. The bush rangers, the age of fishes, of course, the beautiful Lachlan River. So he won't be short of things to do.
No, not at all. We're hoping we can get in for a bit longer than a couple of days so we can show the region off to him, not just Cowra. We know it's a beautiful part of Australia.
Yeah, absolutely right. Now, there's a website set up, I believe.
Yep. www.getchristocowra.com.au.
Fantastic.
You can see the video, you can sign a petition, you can send us your sightings of Chris, and you can read more on the Big Chris, our proposed four-story statue that we're going to build.
All right, the Big Chris. All right. I think it's wonderful, and I'm really blown away that he's actually responded. That's out of this world that he's actually taken time out to go, you know what, yep, I'll come and visit you as soon as I get back to Australia, which is just amazing.
Mate, me too. It's Chris-tastic.
Chris-tastic. I'm with Glenn Daly. He's the Cowra Tourism Manager. They're trying to get Chris Hemsworth to come and visit them. Thanks for your time this morning, mate. Talk soon.
Thanks, Neil. Cheers.